The sommelier's hand stalled in midair and hung there, frozen and limp, above the midpoint of the table, above the salt and the pepper, and above the single pink rose in the flat black vase. He looked at his hand as though it were a newly discovered artifact before slowly folding his forefinger back into his palm and returning his attention to the bottle of wine he had yet to open. A man of obvious composure and reserve, he seemed surprised by the action and by its discontinuation, as if he had only suddenly become aware of both. He pulled the cork, presented it, and poured two glasses, all without looking up. He was ashamed, although the man, her date, understood. It was striking. The man, her date, reassured the anxious attendant with much friendly talk and many extra thank yous. If she excused herself, the man decided, he would make a point of formally pardoning the lapse. He had been looking at it himself all night, at its perfectly formed, severish curve, and how it was not at all diminished by the silver rectangular frames resting across it. It suggested royalty, although in an entirely non-specific way, lacking reference to any kingdom or people. It was her outstanding quality. She was not beautiful. Apart from this, her outstanding quality, she was plain. Her thick black hair was maybe a little too thick. Her pale skin was too pale, although she had made none of the typical compensations. Her clothes were not revealing. Her voice was not loud. Her gestures were in no way theatrical. She showed no signs of a struggle. She knew that people stared, the man her date could tell, although she didn't seem to know why. Maybe it was her hair. Her only affectation was a complicated hair flip that involved thrusting her shoulders back and gathering her thick hair into a bundle like a bath towel and draping it, presenting it, really, over her left shoulder. She performed this every 2 minutes or so. It had once been based, perhaps, on an actual experience, on seeing a photograph, maybe, in which she seemed particularly appealing to herself. The man considered the evolutionary value of such a procedure and did not doubt there was one, although he could not imagine what it would be. They hadn't said 20 words to each other all night. She had smiled, and he had smiled. He had talked to the waiters, and she had smiled. There wasn't anything to say. Her outstanding quality tolerated no space, no reasons to talk. There was nothing to say that couldn't be said with shrugs and smiles and this sublimely articulated hair flip. Her date stared over his glass. She smiled. He leaned forward on an elbow, and she continued smiling. He set the glass on the table and leaned forward further still. The smiling continued, but he could tell by the thrust of her shoulders that she was headed into another hair flip. "Would you mind?" he said. She gathered her hair and placed it over her shoulder. "Would you mind?" he managed again, helplessly watching as an exotic, trembling hand reached out across the table.